USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Marine Paul Whelan was not included in the prisoner swap between the United States and Russia that led to the release of imprisoned basketball star Brittney Griner. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says they will continue working to bring Whelan home.
Despite our efforts, the Russian government has not yet been willing to end his wrongful detention. They continue to insist on sham charges of espionage and are treating Paul's case differently.
The deadline is approaching for Congress to approve a bill to fund the federal government and avoid a shutdown. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, argues that the Biden administration has spent too much money on climate change and health care.
Democrats just spent 2 years using the partisan reconciliation process to lavish trillions of extra dollars on liberal domestic demands while our armed forces were languishing on the back burner.
Congress is set to roll back the military COVID-19 vaccine mandate in this annual defense bill against the defense secretary's recommendation. A spaceship is set to return this weekend.
San Diego, California will get its moment in the moonlight when the Orion spacecraft completes its final leg of the Artemis 1 mission on Sunday. The spacecraft will splash down about 50 miles off the Southern California coastline to an awaiting Navy recovery ship. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A scathing congressional report claims the NFL's Washington Commanders hid decades of sexual misconduct. Thursday, a U.S. House committee released its report that zeroed in on team owner Dan Snyder. The report says Snyder allowed pervasive sexual harassment by team executives of female employees, and he tried to interfere with investigations into the Commanders' toxic workplace culture. USA Radio News.
And if you're one of those companies that stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during that challenging time. It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at refundsasap.com. That's refundsasap.com. You heard that right. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at refundsasap.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work. Then they share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have 5 or more employees, let refundsasap.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit refundsasap.com, refundsasap.com.
Thursday night is shaping up one of the best nights of the year to see Mars.
Stargazers will have their best chance to see Mars with the naked eye. Tonight, the red planet will be on the opposite side of the Earth from the sun, rising in the east shortly after sunset and setting in the west just before sunrise. Experts say Mars won't be this bright again until 2025. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A federal court ruled that the government's Title 42 authority must expire later this month. Title 42 is a pandemic-era policy that allows for many illegal immigrants to be removed from the country quickly because of public health concerns. Appearing on Fox Business, Texas AG Ken Paxton says that the Biden administration is creating an incentive for illegal immigrants to cross the border.
I would have to guess they want them here for a reason.
Congress is expected to repeal the military COVID-19 vaccine mandate in the annual defense bill against the defense secretary's recommendation. Texas Republican Congressman Pat Fallon says Republicans vowed not to pass the bill without the measure.
We don't have a military funded unless we pass the NDAA. So we had the votes last year. There were only about, I believe, if memory serves, about 60 no votes. So on the vaccine issue, I think you're not going to get that many Democrats voting only because of that.
Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, so I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.